Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 7th ever episode of Jarius the Unofficial Therapist. I'm your host, Jarius the Unofficial Therapist. Before we get to current news, let's talk about some news about my podcast. As most of you know, this is season 1 of my show, and I've decided that this season would run 22 episodes, one episode occurring every week. This means that this season would end the week of September the 7th. After the end of this season, I will go on a 2-week hiatus and then return with season 2. Also, I do want to say that you all can financially support this show and ensure the possibility of future episodes at anchor.fm/tolson/support. Again, that is anchor.fm/tolson/support. Now let's get into the show. A video released on Monday, May 25th shows a Minneapolis police officer placing his full body weight on the neck of a motionless, moaning man. The man was later identified as George Floyd. Tuesday afternoon, Minneapolis Police Chief Madara Arondando stated that the 4 police officers involved are now former employees with the department. Mayor Jacob Frey tweeted that 4 responding MPD officers involved in the death of George Floyd have been terminated. This is the right call. A police statement said that officers were responding to a quote-unquote forgery in progress. 2 officers arrived and located the suspect and ordered him to step from his car. The statement also stated that after he got out, he physically resisted officers. Officers were able to get the suspect into handcuffs and noted that he appeared to be suffering medical distress. According to the statement, officers called for an ambulance. George Floyd died soon after. The statement added that at no time were weapons of any type used by anyone involved in this incident, and body cameras were on and activated during this incident. Now, here are my thoughts. What the carefully written statement intentionally left out was the fact that George Floyd laid under the full body weight of the officer for upwards of too long. What the statement left out was the fact that George Floyd cried out and pleaded with officers, telling them that he couldn't breathe, crying out for his mother. But the statement left out was the fact that bystanders stood by and pleaded with officers to go easier on George Floyd. What the statement wants you to believe is that a 46-year-old man could stand a chance at overpowering 4 middle-aged police officers, when the only truth here is the same truth that I've been voicing for 6 episodes. That the injustices and indecencies that are sewn into the fabric of this country are solely there to destroy Black Americans. But moving on from the tragic events of George Floyd to the global pandemic, the United States death toll has just surpassed 100,000 deaths. This comes as some states start to reopen. So in an attempt to keep you all safe, here are Vox's 8 ways to go out and stay safe during the coronavirus pandemic. Number 1 is stick to the outdoors. If you can do something outdoors instead of indoors, you should do it outdoors. Number 2 is follow good hygiene practices. Wash your hands frequently and don't touch your face. Number 3 is wear a mask. Even though there was some mixed messaging early in the outbreak, there is a widespread consensus that you should wear a mask when you go out. A surgical or medical mask is recommended, but a cloth one will do. Number 4 is stay away from crowded settings. Stay 6 feet away from people you don't live with. If you can't remember that, remember the slogan: 6 feet distance determines our existence. Number 5 is avoid shared surfaces. Number 6 is space out trips outside your home. Number 7 is create a close circle of specific friends and family. You and your friends and family agree to only make physical contact with each other. And number 8 is, if you are in an especially at-risk group, please be extra careful. Now, moving on from the disease that is always in the news to the person that is always in the news, President Donald Trump is set to announce an executive order against social media companies on Thursday, days after Twitter called 2 of his tweets potentially misleading. The draft of the executive order seeks to curtail the power of large social media companies by attempting to reinterpret a critical 1996 law that shields websites and tech companies from lawsuits. The president has regularly accused sites of censoring conservative speech, and this marks a dramatic escalation by Trump in his war with tech companies. but the order could quickly find itself in a thicket of legal and constitutional questions as the White House tests its boundaries of its authority. The executive order targets the Communications Decency Act. Section 230 of the legislation provides broad immunity to websites that curate and moderate their own platforms. The move highlights what Trump believes is a fight worth having. Under the order, the Commerce Department would ask the FCC for new regulations clarifying when a company's conduct might violate the good faith provisions of Section 230, potentially making it easier for tech companies to be sued. It also instructs the Justice Department to consult with the state's attorneys general on allegations of anti-conservative bias. It bans federal agencies from advertising on platforms that have allegedly violated Section 230's good faith principles. And finally, the draft order would direct the Federal Trade Commission to report on complaints about political bias collected by the White House, and to consider bringing lawsuits against companies accused of violating the administration's interpretation of Section 230. But you know, that's what happens when you put a reality star in office. He reacts like a reality star. I mean, this entire executive order is basically retaliation for Twitter calling his tweets potentially misleading. It was just being petty. But now moving closer to home, North Carolina has recently moved into phase 2 of reopening, but people have already started to think about moving into phase 3. Governor Roy Cooper has, however, said that we'll need to see how phase 2 works before we can even start to move into phase 3. So I'm going to give you all the free version of the coronavirus screening app just to be safe. The app is called COVID Symptom Study. It's available for Android and iPhones. It takes 1 minute to screen yourself, and it allows you to get a daily estimate of COVID in your area. Finally, to the class of 2020, I want to say stay strong as you all have done for the last 20 years. You all were born when this country was going through a rough time and are entering adulthood when the world is navigating through a global pandemic. So stay strong, at least for right now, and become the heroes and beacons of hope you always have been. Thank you all for listening to this episode of Jerry's Unofficial Therapist.